Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle. A beautiful Saturday morning here in the DFW. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com, joined by your favorite uncle. You just had him over for Thanksgiving, your inappropriate uncle Bubba. I don't know if any of you had your inappropriate uncles over, but we're here carrying it on, the tradition every weekend here. Good morning, Mr. Bubba. And try that again, Mr.
I said, good morning. How are you? I already knew it wasn't on, but I.
Well, we're here talking about your home loan today anyway. Yeah. And how many of you, you know, didn't talk? How many of you refrained from talking about your mortgage over the weekend because you were afraid of what your relatives were going to say? I doubt any of you even brought up your mortgage on the weekend. But you know what? A lot of people, Bubba, right now. What they're doing is they're trying to get cash out of their house. The holidays are here. They're trying to get money out. I know a lot of you are
listening. Seen a lot of that. A
lot of people getting second liens. A lot of people getting cash out, getting home equity loans. And we are at a lull right now in the home purchase market, but there are still people buying homes. If you're in the market for next year to buy a home, 2025, get your questions in today. We want to answer your questions for you here. 214-354-5989. That's how you get your text question in. 214-354-5989. We'll be happy to answer your questions about buying, refinancing. Maybe you want that cash out of your home. Maybe you don't know what to do. Some of you have, some of you are self-employed. You get paid in cash. You get paid tips. How do you document your income when you're trying to buy a house? We're here to answer those questions for you. Make sure you get in touch with us here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. A lot of sports going on.
Definitely.
I stayed up last night watching the 8 overtime Georgia game. That was interesting. I know we're here to talk about mortgages, but there's been so many crazy games going on lately. Well, tell me about your Thanksgiving, though. Tell me about your time with your family. What was the biggest, craziest?
Well, it was like a hodgepodge of different you know, dinners, because all the kids are grown. So each family has a different dinner. So I try to make all the rounds, you know, to get to all the places.
They didn't all come together to one spot?
Nah, Friday they did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but since they're like having to go to one different parents.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so good
times.
Just
try to make, yeah, you just try to have a little sample of everything, you know.
I don't know how everyone else was. We had a small one. We had a nine people, you know, yeah. my family that's here in Texas. I think everyone stayed home. Most of our family stayed in their assigned states, whatever state they're living in. We stayed here in Texas. It was a good time. But now we're here to talk about your home loan. I know a lot of you are just getting up, getting ready to go, and it's Saturday morning. Yeah, and you don't know what to do. So if you're thinking about getting that home loan anytime in the next year, get us a question here, because it is the low stress mortgage hour. You're not applying for a mortgage. This is an informational show. We're just trying to get you going in the right philosophy of getting yourself into that home. If you're trying to buy a home, there's down payments and there's payments you have to make. You're making your mortgage. How long does it take to get it done? What do you need to do? That's what we're here to help you with. So get us your questions in at that 214-354-5989. Send us the following information if you're trying to buy a home. So send us your current credit score, your expected down payment, and your income, your yearly income. Send us that by text. It will get you about how much home you might be able to afford going into the new year. Mortgage rates, Bubba, they've been dancing. You know, the Federal Reserve has reduced rates by 0.75%, but we've seen mortgage rates, they're about 0.75% higher than when the Fed started dropping the short-term rates. So the short-term right. rates are the ones that the Federal Reserve impacts.
And we warned you.
Yeah, we do it on the show. We tell you that the lowering short-term rates can cause long-term inflation and cause long-term rates to go up. There's still inflationary issues out there. You know, there's inflation, but there's definitely some cracks out there in the market. I mean, your commercial real estate is down. Your residential real estate is down. And so how long is it going to go where there's just this depressed house purchasing market? You know, when I say depressed, being down like it is, how long are people that are in that market, that work in that market? Here's my concern, Bubba. My concern is after COVID, 70% of mortgages went away. Mm-hmm. Because everyone who refinanced, because refinances were about 80% of the market during COVID.
Right.
No one refinances from 2.5% to 7.5% or 7% in that area. So since that, so you got rid of all that. So there's a lot of people out of the market. There's a lot of people who are working in the industry who are no longer working in the industry. So here's one of my concerns. Back about 25 years ago, you could train someone to be a processor for a mortgage in about a month.
Right.
And you could train an underwriter to be an underwriter after they're a processor for a couple of years. Well, now there's so many rules and regulations and laws, and so much of this is done now electronically that these processors aren't getting, they can't get educated in a month anymore. To be a processor, it would probably take you 6 months to a year to be trained as a processor. So what I'm saying is if rates ever drop down again, I feel that people are going to be waiting months to get their loans closed because there's not going to be enough people in the industry to help them.
Right.
I think it's going to take a long, and we saw that in COVID when the rates went down, some banks were taking 3 months to get a loan closed.
Right.
At that time, and I'm just concerned that there won't be enough underwriters, there won't be enough processors, educated people, and even loan officers.
Loan officers too, yeah.
Because now they have loan officer licensing requirements, and it can take you 6 months to get licensed as a loan officer.
And if it becomes a deal where it's a rush to get it done, and everybody's doing it at the same time, that's going to be...
Everyone's going to be waiting. Yeah. Their loan...
Yeah. The loan officers are going to be waiting to get their license for months.
Yeah, the question is, what is AI going to do? What is artificial intelligence going to do to speeding up the... Not speeding up. Things go pretty fast right now. There's, matter of fact, the regulations say you can't close a loan within 7 business days. So it's really about 10 days because you have the weekends that aren't included in that. So about 10 days is about the fastest you can close a loan by law. And so if you're trying to get, I don't see things getting any faster, and other than the AI might reduce the amount of work necessary for certain people in the industry. Who knows?
It's funny when we get a lot of calls and stuff. We are not an AI. We are real people. And when they call, they go, is this a bot? Or they text, "What is this a bot?" And I say, no, I'm a real person.
Yeah. So people ask you that all the time.
All the time.
Are you a bot?
Yeah. Is this a bot? I go, no.
I never experienced
I've been called a bot.
So
I've been called many things, but not a bot.
Yeah. And so here's one. Will the new presidential year have an immediate impact on the housing market? No. It won't. As a matter of fact, like we said, you know, since the Federal Reserve has dropped rates, mortgage rates have gone up. We've talked about it on this show before. We've talked about each administration that comes in prints trillions of dollars to get their agenda done. And we have all this inflation. So any more money printing out of the government, so many people who are in the know that our government money printing is really put a lot of things in jeopardy in this country.
Right.
And so, you know, if the government right now is spending nearly $1 trillion a year just to pay the interest, I would say there's $1 trillion a year they're not paying on their debt, that they're short of paying just on the interest rates on the $36 trillion of debt that they have. And so in some aspects, I say that the federal government's going to figure out how to pay lower rates. But at the same time, our federal government with $36 trillion of debt, if they inflate the money supply, if they make the dollar worthless, that's the way the government gets out of their debt. It causes you and me pain. How does this impact the mortgage market? I think there's going to be more inflation coming. How do you get, you know, unless there's deflation, unless there's a fear of deflation, unless there's some huge conflict that goes on, I don't see rates moving. I don't see rates going anywhere from where they are right now. I see stagnation in your mortgage rates, 7.5%. I think you have just as much equal chance of those rates going up. So if you're waiting for rates to get back down to 2 or 3%, I don't see that happening anytime soon, unless there's a conflict that Bubba and I, that none of us can predict.
Right. The greatest thing, and I sent this to Kevin, I saw was from somebody that on my Facebook. It said, if interest rates scare you now, wait until they go to 5%. There you are, making your seventh offer, waiving inspections, paying $30,000 more, and offering $25,000 over appraisal in hopes you'll be chosen out of 15 other offers.
Yeah, I mean, if rates go to 5%, yeah, you'll see some home buying. You'll see more home buying going on, but you're still not going to see a huge impact on the refinances. You'll get some people who are at 7.5% and 8% that have got loans in the last couple of years that'll refinance at 5.5%, 6%. But there hasn't been a whole lot of those purchases going on. A lot of homes have been bought in cash. There's a lot of investment property purchases. Get your questions into us right now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get that question in for us right now. We want to answer it for you. Maybe you're trying to get cash out of your house.
Right.
You're saying, hey, I don't know how to get cash out. I don't know how it all works. Hey, I have a family member I got to call back today. He's looking to buy a house, and he wants to know how to get it done. But maybe you're trying to get that cash out, and you're not sure whether you should get a first lien or a second lien or a HELOC or what it is. Send us the following information by text. Send us your current balance on your home, your current interest rate that you're paying. Send us the value of your home. So you have your balance and your value of your home, your credit score, and your current interest rate. That's what we want to see.
And also remember, you need to let us know if you've ever done a cash out on your home before.
Yeah, I mean,
that's important.
How many times do you talk to someone, Bubba, and you start getting into a conversation with them, you forget to ask them that, and then it comes back later that they already have a cash out? Or do you make sure you always ask them?
I ask it up front.
Nowadays. Have you ever got cash out before? Because if you have a cash out loan on your house and you refinance it to get more cash out, then it's got to be refinanced into a first lien.
Again.
Unless you're cash out to second lien. Maybe some people have second lien cash outs, Bubba.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And some people come back and they want another second lien cash out. So
they can do that.
They can refinance your second lien into another second lien.
Uh-huh.
Send us those questions, 214-354-5989. So people, when they're trying to get this money out of their house, but they're looking at a prospect of, okay, I'm sitting on my nice rate of 3%. I'm not going to refinance that. But I got this second lien. And this second lien I'm sitting on is I'm sitting on, they're sitting on a opportunity potential of getting a 9.5-10% rate on a second lien, right?
Right.
What's the best second lien rate that you've seen?
I just closed one 8.625.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, with an APR of about just under 9.
That's pretty good. Now, not everyone gets that, right?
Not everybody gets it. Had a lot of equity. Good
a lot of equity.
Scores.
So they have so much equity in their house that there's low risk on that rate.
Low risk, yes.
So if you're trying to max out your equity that's allowable by law, you're going to pay higher rates.
Right.
If your credit scores are lower, you're going to pay higher rates.
Yep.
There's a lot of thing that can impact your rates. Make sure you get your questions in about whether your situation can have your rates impacted. Here's another one, Bubba. Here's a question before we take a break here. They make $58K annually. They're a first-time home buyer. 671 score and a 751 for a wife. She cuts hair, so show loss on taxes for that because she gets paid in cash a lot. Want to pay $0 down. Name is Jimmy. Any suggestions for Jimmy? So a couple things. He's got the 671 score. She gets paid in cash. We're going to have to document whatever income that you do show. The 671 score is going to trump the 751 score. What I mean is whatever the lowest score is between the two of you, whatever your lowest middle score is what we use as the mortgage industry. So 671 screams to me your best rates are going to come from FHA.
Or USDA.
Or USDA if you're in a rural area. There is a 903 number here, so we'll have to see where that is coming from.
Yeah, that could be USDA.
You might qualify for a zero down USDA loan if you're buying in a rural area. That, you know, the USDA website will let us know if your buying area is in the USDA area. USDA has a zero down loan opportunity. It does depend on income. It does depend on your assets. And, of course, the location of whether it's in a rural area. So the 671 score, better rates on FHA. Your FHA rates are, I would say, at least 0.5% better than what you're seeing in conventional rates. Mm-hmm. So if your conventional rate averages are between 7 and 7.5 for home purchases.
0.5% to 1%.
Then you could be looking at low sixes to high sixes in the FHA realm.
Right.
And so there are options for you. And now these rates come along with different APRs because they both have different kinds of PMI with them. And all of you are going to qualify for a different rate in APR. Say, why does everyone qualify for a different rate in APR? We want to talk with you about that. We also want to give them an idea about how much home they can buy, but we're going to wait till after this break when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back in the TechSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba talking about your home loan. Get your questions in now, 214-354-5989. We want to answer those for you. We have loan officers in today who will answer your questions and get you going on your home loan on a Saturday here before the week starts. If you get going right now, Bubba, you can still get a home loan closed before Christmas. If you're trying to get that cash out of your house, it's still November. If you get your home loan started today and you're trying to get cash, you're trying to get your finances established prior to the holiday, prior to Christmas, prior to the new year. You know, we're not just trying to get cash out for Christmas here. What we're trying to do when you get that cash is lower the rates on the other debt that you're paying. If you're paying 25 and 30% interest rates on other debt, but you can get it refinanced, get that debt down to 9%, 10%, 10.5%, somewhere in there on a second lien, or you can always get a first lien cash out refinance. Those are options for you as well. Get that first lien cash out refinance where the rates are typically lower and usually lower than you're going to get most of the time on a second lien. We have options for you here at TexasLending.com. So get in touch with us where we're happy to help you out on your home loan. Get that question in right now. That we had this person get theirs in, Bubba. They had asked, their question was, you know, they make $60,000 a year. How much home could they afford? You're usually looking at 33% of your, they make about 60. So about $2,000 a month is about where their limit's going to be of affordability for a house. But that $2,000 a month is probably going to stand for both the USDA option or the FHA option, somewhere in there.
Also depends on a lot on what other debts you have. If you have car payments and things like that.
Yeah, we got to take a look at all that.
That kind of throws a monkey wrench in it.
Now, if your spouse is writing off all of the income and all of that income is written off and she's showing a loss, then we're going to be using, well, we have to take a look at both of your incomes. So we're going to look at both of your incomes. We're going to look at both your credit scores. Now, if she does show a loss and you don't want to put her on the loan, we're still going to look at her debts against your income. If, let's say, we don't want to show her income because she's showing a loss. We just want to use my income. Well, if you leave her off the loan under FHA, we're still going to look at her debts against your income. It's the way it goes on FHA. We're still going to do that.
USDA and VA too.
Yeah. So that's one for those government loans. We're going to be looking at your spouse's debts against just your income. Now, if she can show income, if she does have enough to, she might not show a lot of income, but if she does show some income, we want to use it. We got to take a look at the whole thing and see what you can do to qualify. Now, there's also, just for your knowledge, there's also, they wanted a zero down loan, so it's, it can't be a non-QM loan. It's going to have to be some other kind of government insured loan for that in that regard. Okay, so give us a call. We'll take a look at it and see what the best option is for you. Get your questions in, 214-354-5989. Here's one right here. We'll get right to it. Looking at taking money out, maybe a HELOC, they want to pay off some debt. Their house is worth $300. The payoff is $129. So the rate is at 3.375, and here is the bubble, Bubba. They are sitting on a 618 credit score, a 618
Yeah.
So you're trying to get cash off to lower, you want to pay off some debt. Basically, you want to lower the rates on those debt, on that debt, reduce the payments. You're sitting on a 618 score. What would be the minimum credit score you say that that person needs to be looking at to be able to get a first lien cash out? First, we'll start there.
It just depends on the loan to value. I mean,
well, we can get up to 80% of the value of your house.
Not at 620.
In Texas. If you have great credit, 80% of the value is in store for you. However, if your credit isn't great, those things start getting limited to 70% or less.
But what do you think? 680 is pretty much your 80% limit.
And borrowing.
You can do a 660 gets you down to about 70%.
So once you're at 660, the rules and regulations and the industry algorithms say the risk of getting someone more than 70% of value of their house when they're trying to get cash out. Once you're below 660, they say that's
loan level pricing adjustments.
What about LLPA. A non-QM loan? What kind of opportunities in getting cash out do those get limited to?
Down to 640 for 60%.
So this person owes 130. Their house is worth 300. If they wanted to get up to 60%, that'd be 180. They could get 60 grand out. That would limit them to 60% of the value of the house. Mm-hmm. There might be some opportunity there.
Yep.
We got to take a look.
Yep.
You need to give us a call because we got to take a look and see what your options are all together there. And you know, they're sitting on a nice 3.375% first lien. So the real question is, how much do you really want to, because getting a second lien cash out, you know, like we said, you're probably going to be limited with that 618 score. The maximum you're going to be able to get out is 60% in most cases. There's going to be some outliers there.
Yeah. And then the thing to see is why is the score going up? Is there any way to get the score up? I mean, it's always a catch 22, or I say a cash 22.
So you're saying that
if you had the cash, you could get your score up. But
so they may need some credit score Viagra.
Yeah.
We want to help you get your credit score up.
We can look at it.
And make sure we can take a look at it and give you mortgage ideas of this is typically what we see that makes your credit score go up. Let's take a look at
typically,
it for you.
Typically, if you just say 25%, if you can pay your revolving credit down to 25%, you can really jump that score up.
214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. That is your number to get in touch with us when it comes time to get that home loan. Mm. Okay. Here we go. No mortgage on home. The value is $375,000 to $400,000. What type of loan should we look at for a second home? They want a second home. Their value is $400,000. Their home is paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Should they get a second lien on their primary? Here's a question. Should they get a second lien on their primary home or a cash out?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a better rate for them? A cash out on their primary and then use that for a second home?
Yes.
Or just get a second home loan? Which one would have a better? Probably the second.
Probably the cash out. The cash out loan would be a better interest rate than what you would see for a second home deal.
So if your home is worth $400,000 and on your $400,000, you can get 80% of that and you can get $320,000 on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get $320,000 out of your house, would that be enough to buy the second home you're looking for? And so take a look at that. That might be an option for you. Get in touch with us at TexasSunny.com. That's 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Okay. Here's a person. They say, keep those questions coming in. We appreciate it. This is a person who says they're a veteran and they're 100% disabled. And so if you're paying attention about VA loans, people who have 100% VA disability, they get discounts and some of their VA funding fees get eliminated and they have things that help them out. And so this person, they say they make $90,000 a year. For everyone at home, that's $7,500 a year, right in that ballpark. Mm-hmm. So they make $7,500 a month. And also receive a VA disability in addition to their job. And so they're making about 11 grand a month, 11,500 a month when they, once they get all their VA disability and everything included. Their score is a 620 and they want to buy. And the question is, how much do you think they can get approved for? Well, they make $11,000 a month.
Right.
And so you're probably looking at 45 grand a month is probably a good, well, I'm did that wrong. VA can go up to 45% debt to income ratio, but that's all in a house and the rest of your debts.
Right.
So that person's probably looking at about four grand a month is about what they could afford in a house.
You have to ask them what their comfortable payment is. You know, that's what you have to ask them for, because like I said, if they've been renting and they've been paying $2,000 a month, I mean, what's their comfortable payment?
Then you go to $4,000 a month. Now they will get some discounts probably on their taxes and things for their disabilities and some of these other things. But so yeah, we'll have to take a look. You have to get in touch with us at TexasHunting.com. You're going to be right in that ballpark on that payment. Probably looking at a mortgage, because there's no mortgage insurance on that. You're probably going to be able to qualify for somewhere in the upper fours to near $500,000, because again, your discounts and your taxes and the no mortgage insurance and the VA having better rates than you're going to find on a conventional loan. That person has some good opportunities and they should call TexasHunting.com today. So get in touch with us. We'll be happy to help you out. We're doing head math here. We don't get too hardcore into punching numbers. We just use whatever information is sitting around floating in our brains, whatever remaining information is still floating around in our brains after watching all the sports and playing all the sports and doing all the things.
In the food coma.
Yes, we're still. I fully comaed out on Thanksgiving. I had that turkey and I loved it. And then I just crashed right after that.
I'm right there with you.
We want to help you out. Get your questions in now. We're going to take a quick break. That question line is 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. We're going to come back after these messages and answer more of your questions here in the TexasLending.com. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I was talking to someone over Thanksgiving, and I said, and one of my relatives, they said, I never even knew you had a choice to get who to choose your mortgage company when you're buying a house. I was always just told who to call. So I'm here to tell you there are no choices when it comes to a mortgage. There's only TexasLending.com. That's who you have to call. So that is your choice, TexasLending.com. 214-354-5989. That's the text line, 214-354-5989. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, give us your particulars, what you're trying to do. We'll answer it for you here. If you're trying to buy a home, tell us your scenario by text and we'll let you know what the best options are there. It's really buying and refinancing right now or getting cash out. That's your options. There's obviously a lot of different loan types, the VAs, the FHAs, a lot of different rules, behind the scenes information you may not know about. That's what we have to do in the mortgage business to get it figured out for you. Here's a real simple question. What is PMI? And, you know, if you're sitting at home and we're throwing out all these acronyms, it's always acronyms in the mortgage business. We always shorten it, though. FHA, LTV, PMI, DTI.
DTI.
PMI is private mortgage insurance.
Yes.
Prior to private mortgage insurance, people had to put 20% down or in some cases 30% down on home loans because lenders didn't want to take the risk of having no equity. And if they gave you money to buy a home and they had to, let's say you lost your job or had an illness or something happened, you can no longer pay the mortgage. The lender had to take it back. And lenders can't be taking losses or they won't be a lender for much longer. So lenders can't take losses. And so when you're trying to put money down on a house, 20, 30% is what lenders are looking for, unless you can get a loan with insurance. So we're an insurance company covers the losses. And so if you're going to put less than 20% down, then private mortgage insurance companies, they say, let's say I want to put 5% down. Well, the lender, they don't want to take any more than the 20% equity position. They say, if you don't put 20% down, we're not going to do this. But if you have an insurance company who insures them of losses, then they will give you a 5% down loan. So you have to get private mortgage insurance. You pay monthly on it. Sometimes you can pay up front on the mortgage insurance. Sometimes you have to do both. Like on FHA, it's not called PMI. It's called a mortgage insurance premium, MIP.
MIP.
And on FHA, you're paying mortgage insurance to the federal government. Mm-hmm. The federal government's going to insure the lender for the losses. So on the FHA loan, you have the federal government insuring the lender for having such a low down payment of minimum out-of-pocket 3.5% on FHA. Well, with that minimum out-of-pocket, that lender could take losses, but the federal government says, we will insure this person. So that HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, they're the one who insures it. And you pay some upfront to HUD, and then you pay some monthly to HUD. And then HUD insures these loans. And there's been times, and a lot of times, a few times, where HUD, you know, they're losing money on this insurance because mm-hmm. the home market crashes. And so then they have to raise the PMI on these houses or raise the credit score requirements to get an FHA loan. And so you have PMI on conventional loans, MIP on FHA loans. The USDA charges some insurance that they do on their zero down loans. And the VA they don't insure all the losses. They only insure a portion of the losses that the lender may take on a VA loan. So they all have, the VA has their funding fees, and all these different programs come with different kinds of insurance.
The big time that happened was after 2008 is when, you know, because then you could get FHA down to 500 back then.
Yeah, FHA scores. Yeah, there was no minimum on an FHA back then. And so minimum credit. Now there are minimums, and it's funny. Because we're not going to get into all the. I was going to say, the federal government comes out and says you have to do these loans and give these loans to people, and then the loans go bad, and then they blame the lenders for doing the loans that they got mandated by the government. And so anyway, that's not funny. It's just it's kind of par for the course. Okay, so but here's a question, Bubba. Is there a statistic that shows why people are losing their homes or choosing to sell? A statistic that shows why people are losing their homes or choosing to sell. The reason that people would lose their homes is because they're no longer paying the mortgage or the taxes on the mortgage on the property. If people can't pay their taxes on the property, then the city is going to come in and take the property because the city wants to get taxes on that property. But if you are not paying the mortgage, it's usually from job loss. It could be from a divorce. It could be from medical situation that came up and they, no longer able to work. Their bills got ahead of them and now they're in bankruptcy or such. These are the reasons that people stop paying their mortgage or choose to sell their house. I don't know all the, what the statistics are, what's the number one reasoning behind it, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere on the internet if you go searching there. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you for getting your text to us, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Okay, Bubba, this is for you. Looking at buying a home. First timer. Credit score is 656. They make $75,000 a year. And how much can they qualify for? So that's $75,000, they make $6,250 a month.
Right.
And so about how much home do you think that they could, not knowing the rest of their debts, not knowing the rest of their monthly charges that they have to pay, when we're just looking at their housing ratio, the housing payment ratio based on their income, $6,200 a month, about how much home do you think they can qualify for?
I'm going to say that they're probably in that between $2,000 and $2,500 a month.
And I did the math wrong earlier. That person said they made 60 grand a year, and I said that 6 grand a month. They were only making five grand a month.
Yeah,
so that person's gonna be closer to $1,500 a month. That person who called in earlier, I did the wrong scale there in my brain. And so this person, though, they are making $6,200. So about how much home do you think that they can get based on that payment they might qualify for?
In that, right in between $2,200. Yep.
Maybe a little bit more than that. So you're maybe looking at maybe a home purchase of $250, $260, somewhere in there. in that ballpark, you know, with the rates that they're paying.
Taxes, insurance.
Yeah.
Somewhere. BMI, yeah. FHA, something like that.
So that's, they said, how much can I qualify for? Now, if you're going to be looking at that 656 credit score, FHA is going to probably be the best rate for you.
Right.
You're probably going to be looking at a rate 1% better than it on a 656 score, 1% better than what you would get on a conventional. And so what kind of rate would they be looking at on a conventional with a 650 score? Let's give them a range of rates on a conventional. What do you think? They're going to be 7, 7.5? Maybe more?
With points.
With points, yeah. With that, yeah, 650 score, you're going to get tagged.
Yeah.
But on an FHA, they could be looking in the high sixes, right?
Yep. Uh-huh. Definitely.
Yeah. And so
3.5% down.
Once you get that score below 680, that FHA looks a lot prettier.
Yep.
Now you're just going to have, you're going to have different mortgage insurance on FHA than you are going to be on that conventional. You're going to have, you're going to have some upfront mortgage insurance, but I'm going to tell you that minimum out of pocket on FHA of 3.5% is going to be beneficial. Mm-hmm. If you are a first time home buyer, you may qualify for gift funds from a relative,
mm-hmm,
or other allowable gifters. And so you are in a situation where your mortgage insurance is going to be lower for FHA at the 650 score than it will be on conventional. Mm-hmm. Your rate's going to be lower than it will be on conventional. So FHA looks like you are the prime candidate for that. Get your questions in now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get your questions in. Bubba, here's Jimmy getting back. Jimmy was our first question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that makes about 60K.
Okay.
And that's the one we miscalculated. I did 6K a month. It was 60K a year. So he's making about 5K a month with a wife who can't show income.
Right.
You're looking at about 33% of your monthly income. So you might be $1,600 a month. You might be looking at maybe a $190,000 house somewhere in there. But it says, should I be looking at a foreclosure home to buy? Well, there are, I can tell you, when people think of buying foreclosed homes,
yep,
they're typically thinking of getting a deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, this person's in foreclosure, I'm going to get a deal. There's more sophistication in that now than there was in the past. There are sophisticated buyers trying to buy foreclosed homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you can have more competition in trying to buy a foreclosed home than you can buying.
And there's going
to
be investors out there paying cash.
Yeah, so people who are investors, landlords, the people who own 10, 15, 100
houses,
homes,
yeah,
they go out there and buy these foreclosed homes and they fix them up and they do these things. And so that's where your competition is there. Mm-hmm. You can look at foreclosed homes. Now, depending on what kind of foreclosure is and who owns the foreclosed home, is it a bank? Is it Fannie Mae?
Right.
Who is the owner of that? Is it the servicer? Who is owning that foreclosed home? We need to know who is owning that, who owns that, who's selling it, because mm-hmm, they will have sophisticated seller agents for the real estate agent for that. And you're going to want to have a sophisticated real estate agent. I would suggest if you're thinking of buying a foreclosed home, this is for any of you, talk to someone who's listed homes for foreclosure for Fannie Mae, mm-hmm, for banks. And I can tell you that Liz Dean over at TDT Realtors, she's listed homes for Fannie Mae through the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. She's been doing this for at least over 2 decades. She's been doing this. And she can help you if you're trying to buy a foreclosed home. She will know all the pitfalls, the red flags, the hurdles that need to be jumped when you're trying to get yourself a foreclosed home. Go to TDT, like Touchdown Team, TDT, TDT Realtors. Go to that. It's the Dean Team, TDTRealtors.com. Go to there if you're trying to buy a foreclosed home, any of you, because you have a sophisticated buying agent there who knows the ins and outs of that process. Highly suggested that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have friends who just became realtors, and I would say, and they would probably say, I'm probably not your person to be helping you with this foreclosed property, because unless they've been through that process, yeah, before, you want someone who's got experience in buying foreclosed homes. Sometimes they're sold at the steps of the city, because sometimes the city is selling the house,
right?
Because this, or the county has claimed the property, and they got to get that property back on the market so they can get taxes paid so they can pay their firefighters and police officers and and teachers and everybody else. All right, Bob, we're going to take a break. It's our last break of the day, and we want you to get your questions in now. We appreciate all of them coming in. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Go online and apply. TexasLending.com. Coming back for more. 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHunting.com mortgage show, Kevin Miller. That's me. I'm here with inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Who are you going to watch today, Bubba? You going to watch any games? You're just going to turn it off?
I'm going to work and watch.
You going to boycott the Texas A&M game? You're going to watch
it? No, I'm going to watch that.
You're going to watch.
That's the first time it's been in I don't know how many years.
Yeah, you got to watch it. Everyone must watch. If you don't watch
that's
it,
watch.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Okay. We have questions. We have questions. Get your. We have answers. You have questions. Make sure you get them in right now. Okay. Mm. It says, purchased a new home in November of 2020.
Mm.
Right in the middle of COVID. The perfect time, too, because if you bought it in November, that's before the homes really took off in value.
And
they got the best rate, and they got the lowest rate, and they probably, it says their home has appreciated $100,000 since they bought it, but they have PMI, and they want to get rid of the PMI. Mm. How do you get rid of the PMI? Without refinancing, there's only one way that I know you can get rid of that PMI.
Yeah.
And that is you're going to have to pay down the value of you're going to pay down the balance of the mortgage down to 78% of the original appraised value. So let's say that again. Let's say that home appraised at $200,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that home appraised at $200,000 and what is 78% of $200,000? So go ahead and do that math. It's $156,000. Mm. It's 78% of it, right? And so you need to pay that. If you originally appraised at 200, PMI goes away on mortgages once the balance is less than 78% of the value of. Now, that is for conventional loans, mm-hmm. FHA loans. Yep. They're all messed up. The government passed laws that are only that they're not included in. So they're government insured loans. You're going to pay that PMI in some cases forever on those FHA loans.
Mm-hmm.
And on your conventional loan, once you pay it down to 78%, by law, signed by Bill Clinton in the 1990s, by law, that PMI must go away.
Right.
And so that's how you get it. You know, your appraisal has gone up. The question is, well, how much did you put down? What was the original appraisal? And how do you get 22% equity based on the original appraisal? Got it? That's how you do it. Otherwise, you'd have to refinance. And you're going to take that thing from 2.75 or whatever you're sitting at right now in November of 2020. And, you know, 2.75 to 3% probably at that time. And you're either going to be looking at 7%, you know, on a refinance. If you're trying to get rid of the PMI.
I would contact your servicer and ask them too what their plan was. There might be different for different servicers or not, you know, about whether you can supply an appraisal or something like that to see if they will
Different look servicers, at that.
Different, do different things. I've heard it before. So
well, servicers are the ones that will decide
yep.
whether there's enough equity in there for them to feel adequate that they don't no longer need insurance.
Mm-hmm.
For that loan. So that's what, you know, but the
typically, the
technical way is clearly the one was the other one. So here's one here. This person already has a HELOC, Bubba. They have a HELOC with Bank of America. And in this America place,
Russia?
Where is that? So they have a $146,000 HELOC on a 40-year note, and they want to borrow an additional $200,000. For $346,000 total, do you have a 40-year mortgage or interest only for 3 years? For 3 years, appraisal at $1.3 million, FICO is 779. And so they said they can show a bank statement of $40,000 cash annual income. Okay, $40,000 in cash annual income. not quite sure about this one, just because we need a little bit more information.
Yeah.
Bubba, I'm gonna send this Bubba's way. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba will contact you after the show to take a look at this whole thing here, to look at your options.
Right.
There are some options in there. We got to take a look at it. You got to refinance out of this old HELOC because you can't have two at one time. So you're going to refinance the other HELOC and do a new one. If you wanted to get the additional cash, there are opportunities. There are ways to get cash out of your home with bank statements if you document enough cash flow. And we have to take a look at it. And we will do that for you. So make sure that you get ready for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba's call today. Mm-hmm. And he'll be happy to help you out with your situation. We're running out of time, Bubba. We got about a minute left. We have games to watch. We have football to watch this weekend. Obviously, see, I'm from Detroit. I moved here 27 years ago. So my Lions and the Cowboys are done for the weekend. And so we just get to sit back and relax and just kind of enjoy whatever else is out there. Obviously, a lot of big college football. Enjoy your time watching that. Obviously, we have the every sport is being played right now except for baseball, I think. Every sport, maybe some, we're maybe not going to go out swimming on Lake Louisville today. But every other sport is or skiing either on Lake Louisville. But the rest of you can go out and you can watch your sports. Make sure you tune in every week here at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And make sure you call our staff. Make sure you call our loan officers. They're ready to help you today. Go online to TexasLending.com on the weekend. So by the time your week starts, you are fresh and ready to go and your loan is already on its way. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, any last words of encouragement?
Wisdom?
No wisdom?
Get into that shopping mindset early.
We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.